Blast from the Past with the Jake Giles Band. We heard that song a couple days ago and thought we got to play that.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we got the joke of the day already because we're running behind today, so we got to get with things here.
Yeah, we are way behind.
Well, it's Tuesday. We're always behind on Tuesday.
Well, you just got to start things on time and get it through. You know how that is.
I've started stuff on time.
Oh, okay.
We just got too much packed in here.
Yeah.
Do not say yes or great. I told you that 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Strike number three.
Great.
You're out.
I'm out.
Give me that thing. So did you know what, let's see, who writes this crap?
Do you know
that milk is the fastest liquid on Earth?
Oh, it is? Milk is the fastest liquid on Earth?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It is pasteurized before you even see it.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good one.
I like
that. Avon B is right
that
on the money there.
That's a good one.
Probably in the top 10, I think.
Pasteurized before you even see it. So, there's a Jamaica coming up.
Jamaica!
2026, Saturday, June 27th. That is coming up in 4 days. Right there in Hart, Texas, they're going to have bingo, little barrel train, bouncy houses, water slides, mechanical bull, spin the wheel, silent auction, mariachi, Los Perales, Revela Days? I don't know how to say that. Revel Days? I don't know. DJ Avila, JC Productions, there's going to be dancing, music. All kinds of great things, and vendors, food, for the St. John Nepomucene Catholic Church, I believe, and it's coming up. Head on over there and have some fun. Raise some money for the church. It's Jamaica time over there in Hart. Coming up noon till 10 p.m., 312 7th Street in Hart, Texas.
You got two cups of tea in here.
I have two cups.
So Jonathan Toby's chiming in for the joke of the day now. Just got a message from the man.
All right. What do we got? Another joke?
Yeah.
Woo! It's an exciting day. We got two jokes.
We'll start late every day if we get this
that
kind of response.
That doesn't happen all the time. Yeah.
What do you call a bunch of cows sitting on the ground?
Oh, another cow joke. I don't know. What do you call a bunch of cows sitting on the ground?
Ground beef. That's a good one.
That is ground beef. That's a good one.
We like to chime in with that good stuff there. We are in an agriculture area.
Well, this is agriculture around here, and we got lots of cattle.
We got lots of stuff going
on
here.
Lots of cattle and dairy cows.
For the Federal Bureau of Prisons is looking at a dude over there in Florence, Colorado.
Oh, what are they looking at him for?
A contraband scheme.
Sounds like he's going to be spending some time in one of those prisons. Well, he looks like an upstanding citizen.
So he's in charge with the contraband scheme and some bribery.
Follower of all the rules and regulations, or maybe not.
They said, how would you like another $50 in the old wallet?
How'd you like another 50 years in that old prison over there?
You're right. You don't have to walk too far, would you?
No, it's just right there around the corner.
We went over and looked at the old jail there once, and the lady was grumpy.
Oh, in Canyon City?
Yep. Can we get the tour of the old jail?
That was the old jail. She wasn't friendly.
I'm getting ready to go on my break.
But
I don't know.
What do you expect when you're at a prison? You expect people
grumpy
to be nice?
People.
That place is a little creepy.
Signs that somebody secretly hates you. Let's go from that.
Or maybe not so secretly. You never know.
Number one.
Number one.
They give you minimal reactions while being expressive with others. They don't care about you. They're just like, you don't matter to me. So,
like
when
you walk in the door and someone says good morning and the next person walks in and they say good morning and say their name. Ah.
Who does that?
Well, I don't know. That happened to me the
really?
Other day. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that here?
Uh-huh.
I don't know who that was.
I'll tell you later.
Buffaloed.
When they greet others differently than they greet you, and they know the names of all of you.
Yeah. Number two, they rarely disagree with you directly, but they like to talk about you behind your back.
Oh, oh that you know old
biddy. Oh, God.
You know what? Somebody knows all about us over there. Just east of here. Oh, I've heard all about you.
You people are
crooks. People over there at the radio station. I've heard all about you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number three, they avoid acknowledging your presence in group setting.
Yes. No eye contact. It's like you're not even there.
Four, they respond late or dry, but stay active with others. Okay. I don't know what that means.
Respond late.
Late or dry.
Oh, but they're engaging with mm-hmm. others. Yes. So they just kind of ignore you for a little bit and then maybe offer something. Yeah.
Five, they ask about your plans, but show no real interest in your progress.
Exactly. that's nice.
Number six, they downplay your wins by shifting the topic quickly.
Don't want to talk about that.
And they avoid eye contact during one-on-one conversations.
Well, that could be more than just hating you. You never know. That could be a lot more than just hating you.
Yeah, we'll skip around.
That could be some kind of a social interaction disorder or something.
Number 10, they never initiate anything with you, but never fully disconnect either.
I know. Isn't that strange when people do that?
Yeah,
I find that strange. Mm. They don't really want to engage, but they won't break the ties.
Nothing better than Dasani water today.
There's no tea in that. Dasani. There's no Dasani. Dasani. There's no Dasani.
I like Dasani. So thanks to Chaz for coming by yesterday and working all day, making this place look even better.
Chaz and his grandson came over and put up some, well, they call them trays. They're little channels that all of the wires go through. We still have some power cords. We've got to get a handle on over here.
Got a couple down here.
But really, for the most part, all of the wires that go around the room are all contained. So we're excited about that.
Making things look better, sound better.
Look better, sound better.
The rack behind you looks good.
Yes, he's done some moving around in the rack and.
Moving around in the rack. That sounds weird.
He shifted a few things. And then on the equipment rack we have over there for the automation, he said, oh, these aren't lined up right. And I'm like, how can you tell that? Because we know they don't line up right because we can't find the hole on the top. And he said, well, you see these little lines over here? You know how thin those lines are? I would not have seen them if I didn't take my glasses off and have my face half inch from the thing.
Listen, Buster. We didn't get no help.
But
we had to do it ourselves.
He thinks he can move things around in there and fit them. What was he going to put in there? I forget. Oh, the switcher? I don't remember. He was going to put something in there.
It's like, just do it. You don't need to tell us. Just
we
do it.
Don't need to know. We just want to see the end result.
We don't care what goes on in between.
That's right. Just make it happen.
My buddy Alan Greenspan died yesterday, 100 years old.
Yes,
Federal Reserve Board Chairman.
Yeah, Alan Greenspan. Wow. Yeah.
He married a young chickadee.
And then Clive Davis as well. The big record executive started out as an attorney and became a record guy. A music
he didn't know
guy.
Nothing about records, he said.
Arista Records. He didn't know anything about
because music.
Because
I don't know nothing about this.
Arista Records, he was the one who discovered Whitney Houston, and he knew the moment he saw her, she had it. She had the magic.
Pretty interesting.
Yes.
Well, the Trump administration says a grizzly bear can live on 1 acre of land.
Oh, it can?
They did a new study about grizzly bears and how much land they need per grizzly bear. So 1 acre can suffice for a grizzly bear.
I'm going to say I don't agree with that. I just don't see how a grizzly
bear fence and see.
Is going to survive long term on an acre of land. That's ridiculous.
They'll
are
either
you kidding
go insane
me?
Or bite
Those
somebody.
Those animals are huge. They're huge. There won't be enough there won't be enough water or food for them in that acre long term. There's no way. No, sorry.
So thanks for coming down from Amarillo yesterday, Chaz, and doing some work for us.
Yes.
It did not go unnoticed.
No, we really appreciate everything he's done to
because
help us out.
Engineers are a dying breed.
They are. We've We've had all kinds of engineers come here. People who say they're engineers, but they're really not. If you can't find the satellite in the sky with the satellite dish, then you're not an engineer.
That was a long time ago.
Didn't really know how to do much else. We've had an engineer show up here and talk about doing all this and that, and I'll be back, and never heard from him again.
Well, sometimes people forget.
And we've heard that that's happened to others. And then we saw that person again 3 months after they said they'd be here, and they said they'd be in touch and get back with us and be here, and we never heard from them again.
We have a way of running people off.
Well, that's true. That's one of our specialties.
Some agriculture leaders are concerned screwworm cases aren't being reported as they're supposed to do.
You know what? I've been thinking about the screwworm thing, because once we had one reported, right, by LaPrior, all of a sudden we had 12. Well, that makes me think that the country south of us wasn't reporting all of the cases that they had, because...
You mean China?
Because they had one here and one there and one over there. And, you know, every now and then they'd have one. Well, it doesn't work that way. They don't just randomly, you know, no. They were processing the meat before they had to report anything.
What do you think about that for in here for the other
entertainment? It's a desk.
Yeah, over there.
It's a desk.
Along that wall.
With drawers. You think we need a desk over there?
Yeah, for that other deal we're going to be putting over there.
Yeah, I think that would look better over there than an equipment rack.
Yeah.
Equipment racks are not the most attractive things in a room.
No, they look sketchy.
They look pretty bad, actually.
I thought that would look pretty cool over there.
I think that's a great idea. I like it. Where is it?
Peeville.
Oh,
wow. Over there in Plainville.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. At the coffee shop today, it's going to be chicken bacon ranch quesadillas.
Chicken bacon ranch quesadilla. Chicken bacon ranch quesadilla.
Yep, today.
Right at the coffee shop today.
At the old coffee shop.
Get on down there and get yours
today. Go by and see
today.
Loopy and the crew.
Yes, all the girls, and get you some lunch. It's really such a great place. Not every town has a coffee shop. Not every town
Not
has a
one
coffee
that
shop
looks
like
that, nice.
That. No, and a lot of them are drive-thrus, and you and I are not drive-thru people.
Nah.
We like to go in and sit down and waste an hour.
If I want to go to drive-thru coffee, I'll go by McDonald's and get a senior coffee.
Yes.
You know? I mean, jeez.
And not understand what they say to you.
Did you understand that?
No, I didn't understand a word of that. I have no idea what she just said.
That was painful. painful. So... From News Channel 11, KCBD, and Abner or Rusty.
Oh, Abner's back.
Little Ab. Kevin Torres has been named the new head football coach and AD at Rawls.
Oh, nice. Now, is that the guy that's from there, or was that a different
Yep,
one?
He was 14 years at Sundown, and then
an assistant.
He was a head softball coach for 7 years, head baseball coach for 7 years over down there.
Nice.
He is a Rawls grad and previously coached in Rawls 7 years before that, including 5 as the girls' basketball coach.
Congratulations to him.
That's pretty cool.
That's exciting to get the head coaching job at your alma mater. All right.
The
nice
old
job.
Jackrabbits down there.
The old Jackrabbits.
You know, Rawls Jackrabbits. I knew some guys from Rawls.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I told you.
You did. Hmm.
Remember?
No.
Radio Rodriguez.
Oh, yes, the guy with the suitcase full of cash.
Yeah, suitcase full of cash. Hey, we need some money. Let's call Radio Rodriguez.
That's one of those things you see on, you know, those mafia movies. That's not something you see in real life.
I looked at this guy, and he looked at me, and I said, hey, should we call Radio Rodriguez today?
See if he's got some more money in his suitcase.
By golly, he showed up. I need some of those old reel-to-reel machines and cart machines and some tapes and junk and
Let
some
old
microphones.
Let me see what you got. Let me see.
Open that up. We'll see what we can do. That's a true story. That's the scary part.
So last week we had someone trying to put internet in at the station, and it didn't go so good. 4.5 hours, we ended up with nothing. Yesterday they came back. We got 2 hours.
Well, we have Starlink, and that's
working good.
So
now we're at 6.5 hours, and we still don't have what we're supposed to have, but maybe today. At least they got it hooked up and connected.
Well, they're not coming back today.
No, somebody's supposed to do like an upgrade, you know, like an update on the system and make it a more powerful and efficient system.
No visitors today. I'm tired of people.
I know. Well,
yesterday was too much.
You just told me someone's coming here today.
Well, that's to kill bugs. I don't care about that.
Yes, we're trying out a new bug person.
I bet it's going to be good. That's my guess.
When you have somebody who parks in your parking lot, sends you a message, and won't get out of the car unless you respond, you need a new you need someone new to spray for bugs. You get out of the car, you spray the building, even if nobody's here, that's good. You don't have to wait for me to say yes. That's weird.
Linda Cohen is going to retire from ESPN after starting the old anchor desk from July of 1992 until next month.
Linda Cohen.
C-O-H-N.
I'm trying to think. Or is it Linda Cohen?
Like. You
know, is it Cohen? Oh, yeah, I think I recognize her. Yeah. Thanks for paving the way.
Yeah. She's going to hang it up.
Well, there you go.
No more ESPN.
So how long was she there?
She started at the anchor desk in July of 1992.
Oh, 34 years. Wow.
That's long enough.
That is plenty long enough.
I can't believe they didn't fire her before then. Because that's what they do.
Well, that's what they've done to everybody else. I don't know how she got to be skipped over on that.
So how many people, let's see, what's this question?
I don't know.
What place in the country attracts 4.4 million visitors every year? What place in the U.S. attracts 4.4 million people every year?
4.4 million people every year.
You've been there.
Yellowstone.
Nope.
The Statue of Liberty?
I'm pointing to the west, not east.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
The Grand Canyon.
Oh, the Grand Canyon. Oh, yep. Yes, we have been there. We did a quick tour.
We did a flyby tour.
Mini micro tour of the Grand Canyon.
There it is. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
72-year-old man and a 67-year-old man and a 68-year-old woman have died there from hiking over the last week.
Yeah, it's hot. Heat. Hello. You can't hike down there. And it's not cooler down at the bottom.
109 degrees.
Actually hotter down there. Now, we know that cool air drops and heat rises. But in the case of the canyon, it's like an oven. It just heats up down there, and it's awful.
The earliest morning, about 5:30, severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Beaver County. Quarter-size hail and 60-mile-an-hour winds popped through that area.
Oh, really?
Yep, some flash flooding this morning up there, too. We got to start reading this stuff, because eventually we're going to have some listeners up that way.
Well, you never know.
Up
it
there
can
in
happen.
The old Beaver County, Oklahoma.
Beaver County.
Well, June 29th is a special night.
June 29th, coming up.
6 days from now.
Yeah, that's Monday.
Guess what happens on June 29th?
I have no idea.
The strawberry moon comes around.
Oh, strawberry moon.
Yeah.
Have some strawberry wine for the
strawberry
moon.
Nights forever.
You can play, what's her name? Dina Carter. Strawberry wine.
Oh, no. Yeah. We used to drink that as a kid.
17.
It was $1.50 a bottle.
Yeah, we had somebody telling us about having strawberry wine in the, you know, in a 5-gallon bucket of ice and, you know, other stuff in the car.
I was actually shocked when I heard
those
that.
Those were the days.
Mm-hmm. Join the Dimmitt Police Department at 115 West Jones Street on the 27th of June from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock for a helmet safety event.
Oh, yes. Aren't they giving away helmets?
Free helmets.
Yes.
While supplies
last.
That's
Saturday coming up. Go get your helmet.
The event is for high school age and younger up to 18. So if you need more information.
So anybody 18 and younger, if you're able to ride a bike, then get your helmet.
647-4545 is the phone number for the
647-4545.
Dimmitt Police Department.
In the year 4545.
Oh, my hand's cramping from mowing yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Moving those levers.
You have the strangest reactions to working. Like, oh, my hand's cramping from mowing? Really?
I don't know.
You are strange.
Well, when I'm not here anymore, you won't be laughing about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you're not here anymore? Yeah. Are you threatening me?
No, I got a bad hand. I can't
know,
work
I don't
with
know
one
why
hand.
Your hand is cramping.
I can only work with one hand.
Well, it's your left hand, so, you know. Since you're right-handed, I think you're okay.
Texas wheat harvest, 77% complete. It is above the five-year average of 68%.
Yeah, there isn't much out there. I'm surprised they're not done already.
Well, we've had some showers kind of interrupting stuff, you know.
Well,
you can't harvest stuff when
that's
it rains.
That's right. When it's wet, it
hails
doesn't,
and all that kind of
it
crap.
It doesn't go through the machine very well when it's wet, does it?
Not really. Some bad news from the FAA over the weekend.
Federal Aviation Administration.
A Delta Airlines, an American airline plane, only 300 feet from colliding in Boston before the landing was aborted.
Oh, really? 300 feet? That's
Delta Airlines, according to the Associated Press from Boston, close call there forced the Delta aircraft to abort a weekend landing attempt, according to the aviation experts.
Wow.
Yep.
Hmm.
300 feet's pretty close.
So who messed up there? Was it the air traffic controller? Was it the pilots? Who did it?
Todd Curtis, a former safety engineer at Boeing, said the distance between the two jetliners was about 300 feet, give or take a couple inches.
Is that acceptable to be 300 feet apart in an airplane, in a big plane like that? No.
No. Near misses on the runway were subject of a hearing at Capitol Hill yesterday, actually.
Oh.
They talked about the aviation space and innovation, talking about ways to get the airports to be a little safer. The Delta flight from Dallas had to execute a go-around or abort the landing to avoid the American Airlines plane.
They've been understaffed in the air traffic control booth for years. This isn't a new thing.
They're using those megaphones now. What?
I can't hear you.
I can't hear nothing. The crew of the Delta flight, 2351, coordinated with air traffic control to perform the go-around. The plane, which had 129 folks on there and six crew members, landed safely and deplaned normally without any incidents. So that's good.
Hopefully they didn't see the other plane. You never know.
The other plane was drinking too much coffee, it says.
They didn't have enough.
Kind of little
disgruntled. The coffee maker was broken, so they had a little issue.
Oh, man. 300 feet. That's pretty close.
That's very close.
Albert Einstein says, you ready?
Oh! Wisdom of Albert Einstein coming up.
You cannot solve current problems with current thinking. Current problems are a result of current thinking. Huh? What was that?
I don't know if you read that right.
What
do you
mean?
See that.
My hands cramp and I can't even think.
Huh, you cannot solve current problems with current thinking. Current problems are the result of current thinking. So you're going to have to use something else. Because it's what you're thinking now that caused the problem. So you're going to have to use...
Did I read that wrong?
No, that looks right. I don't know. That sounds confusing to me.
Well, a dude that I don't really like that's a country music singer, guess who it is?
Garth Brooks.
No.
Oh,
no.
I don't know.
I like him better than I like this dude.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Who is it?
Bailey Zimmerman.
Oh, yes. I heard he trashed a hotel room in New Mexico.
Yep, he had a felony charge for... trashing a hotel room in New Mexico.
Well, you're not a star, right? You're not a musical star if you don't trash at least one hotel room.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. I guess he's liking the drink too much or something. I don't know.
Reports he went to Home Depot in Espanola, New Mexico, and then got disgruntled and trashed
the room. He got some DIY materials to try to fix the mess he made, and it didn't work.
He acts weird, if you ask me.
He seemed very strange. He was on College Game Day singing with, I don't know, someone.
Red
was
Akins.
It, was it Luke Combs, I think? And
yeah,
he just seemed very strange.
Yep.
I don't know. He just seemed odd, like something wasn't right with him.
Yeah, he seemed like he had already had a drink at 10 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Bailey County Senior Citizen Center, 4th of July fundraiser coming up.
Oh, and the 4th of July, is just a week from Saturday. I mean, Brisket, we're here.
Beans, tater salad, rolls, cobbler, tea or water.
Oh, tater salad.
Tater
salad,
$12 a plate. That's cheap.
Oh, that's good for all that food. Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock in the morning till 2 p.m.
Bailey County.
319 South Main in Muleshoe.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Go by and eat something. 250-year anniversary for our country coming up a week from Saturday.
They will get us a little pond and make it look different like they do in D.C. The pond without the water.
It looked like they put some kind of a liner in it, and then somebody came in and slashed it, and then algae started growing. It's been a mess.
From News 9 storm tracker Ron Wilson today.
Oh, Ron Wilson. Storm tracker.
They showed a lot of storms in Oklahoma overnight that actually blew trains off a track. 125 rail cars were blown off the track, not too far from OKC.
From the wind?
Yep.
Not a tornado?
Nope, high winds.
Really?
Powerful winds, it says, according to Ron.
Was it what did they call it? A derecho or derecho? Depression.
A depression storm.
A tropical depression in
Dropped
Oklahoma.
Off the fuel pump over there to Lewis yesterday, so he said, let me see if this fixes
anything.
Let me
put this on here and see what else goes wrong.
Somebody's calling me. I can't answer that.
No, we're not calling.
We're on the air, people.
So we do have call forwarding turned off on this phone, so maybe that's why they're calling you.
Don't forget a sleep at the wheels coming up in Amarillo, August 21st.
Oh, really? Where are they going to be?
Let me see. In Amarillo.
Yeah, where?
At the Globe News Center for Performing Arts, right across from the Civic Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
We had a sleep at the wheel in Plainview back in 1985, I think.
Really? Wow.
Quick call on my phone, people.
Who is it?
I don't know. It just says Hereford on there. Probably somebody going to complain about something.
Well, there's a lot of people that complain.
So the sleep at the wheel is going to be there, and then before they get to Amarillo, they're going to be in Oklahoma City on the 20th at the Tower Theater.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Now they're calling my phone.
Yeah, well, they need to listen to the damn radio.
I don't know what to say.
People.
I can't answer the phone
right now. You want to make me mad? Call me when I'm on the air. So October 10th, Ella Langley is going to be in Lubbock.
Yes. Oh, that was funny because we saw that. I saw it and said, Ella Langley's going to be in Lubbock. And then Sarah sends me a message 5 minutes later. Ella Langley's going to be in Lubbock. I said, what do you think? Do you think we should go together? She said, yeah. So we'll see.
I really want to go to Morrison, Colorado to see her, but oh well.
I know, but she's going to be there on the Wednesday before. And that doesn't work for our schedule. Unfortunately.
Crosbyton has hired Lochney assistant coach Chris Pritchard as the new head football coach of the Chiefs.
Oh, it's time for everybody to be hip-hopping around and moving around.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh, Southwest Airlines, $59 sale.
Okay, so here is a voicemail.
Oh, that stuff's over with now.
I know.
You don't call after the event's over.
Well, we'll have to respond. Yeah, that was supposed to be before the event, not after the event. That was last week.
My phone is not the studio phone. Hey, Aspen Park in Golden was closed Monday.
Oh, because of an aggressive bear,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Wow. You know, there's been so many reports of bear attacks and problems with bears. I guess maybe the drought is having a pretty negative effect on those animals, and they're getting a little crazy.
Don't forget, coming up in Canadian, it's the 3 days of 4th of July.
Ooh, 3 days of the 4th of July. Woo!
Guess what? It's going on Thursday, July 2nd, July 3rd, which is Friday, and July 4th is Saturday. So go to Canadian for 3 days of fun.
So the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July, Canadian is having their big 4th of July celebration. That sounds like fun. It's pretty up there.
They do stuff right up there.
Do they ever?
There's a chance that Andy will be doing a soft shoe dance.
Yeah. You never know. You just never know.
Since he's retired from the agri life.
Yes. He's got a new gig.
Got a new gig working for some company. I forget what the name of it is.
Yes. Was it an online cattle
auction thing? Yeah, some kind of cattle auction thing. Corn rated 68% good to excellent, according to the USDA yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yep. Soybeans, 66% good to excellent.
Oh, got my soybeans.
Yeah. Cattle complex is red hot.
Oh, well, that's even better. Red hot. Cattle according complex is red hot. All right.
So, I guess Austin's back because he was off Friday because everybody had Friday off last week.
Friday was a holiday. Juneteenth is a national holiday. And the 3rd of July will be another no market day, right? Because it's the day before the 4th. Is that?
I'll have to confirm that with the commodity company.
With the guys who know.
I don't know nothing.
We don't know anything.
There's Cassandra with her buddies, a few old Ranger games.
Yes, yes. She wanted, her dad likes the Rangers, and we got her some tickets to go.
Up there at the credit union?
You know those tickets that we have to tour the stadium are for the whole season. They're good until December.
There they are. They have a
yes,
time.
Yes. They're, the picture turned again.
Oh, well, that's a little bit of crappy phone. That's what happens. You know?
That's what happens.
That's how it is in the big city.
I know.
Here's a Confucius joke of the day.
Oh, Confucius say.
Fools take a knife and stab people in the back.
Oh.
The wise take a knife, cut the cord, and free themselves from the fool.
Oh, now that's the smart thing, right? Cut the cord. When they can't control you, they control what other people think of you.
So, 100 degrees today, just a little cooler than yesterday. I mean, hotter.
Oh, it's a lot hotter than yesterday. And yesterday felt hot, and it felt muggy.
And it's muggy today.
The dew point was high. There was all kinds of clouds this morning, almost like fog, but it wasn't close enough to the ground.
It looked like it was going to storm a little bit ago.
And the clouds were blowing either to the north or the northwest. Kind of weird.
Very strange.
Yes.
The Museum of the Llano Estacado in Plainview celebrating its 50th anniversary from now through October 31st.
Oh, really? 50th anniversary through October 31st?
Guess how they're going to celebrate.
They're going to have some great art display or something. I don't know.
They're going to have flashlight tours.
Oh, really? Where you go in the dark? Oh, that's spooky. Mm.
And people jump out at you.
But hey! They do. Well, you can do that on October 31st. That's Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fall almost. That's.
I know. We just had the first day of summer.
We only got 2 more months.
And
to
we're
put
already
up with heat.
Like, when is this going to be over? We're ready for fall. This 100+ degrees.
I'm ready
is
for pumpkins
me.
And other stuff.
Yes, pumpkins and cool mornings and cool evenings.
And hopefully, it gets dark earlier.
Well, it will eventually, but you know.
Oh, Jonathan Toby gave us a thumbs up.
Ooh,
I said
thumbs
that was
up.
A good one.
Ah.
Well, heck with that. He'll be calling tomorrow.
Are you going to tell your story about Vacation Bible School?
No.
Oh.
It's day 29. We don't have time for that.
Well, we should have talked about it sooner.
No, we shouldn't have.
Yes, we should have.
I forgot about that. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
That way I can forget about it tomorrow.
Yes, and then tomorrow you say, that's too late.
I got other stuff I need to talk about.
I don't want to talk about that.
I can do a sneak preview.
Sneak preview.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to a Vacation Bible School as a kid, so I just played hooky.
Well, you went, and you thought it was boring, so you left.
I just roamed around town.
Roamed around. And it's not a very big town. How could no one know that you weren't there?
There's lots of bushes you can hide in.
I guess so. Or trees you can climb and eat apples.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Over at Jim Musinger's place, where his name
but
was.
But it's like a week-long event. So well, every day you
so
just
what?
Wandered around town.
Nobody
I'm not
knew.
Going to that. That's
nobody
boring.
Knew. They didn't
I
have cell phones in.
This is carried into your adult life, hasn't it? You're still finding
well, I got a car
bushes
now.
To hide in.
It's better. I don't have to walk.
Parking lots to sit in and bushes to hide in. Some
well,
things
you're,
never
you're letting
change.
The cat out of the
oh,
bag
well,
there.
Well, you know. just talking about fun stuff.
Talking smack there.
Okay.
The Rangers are 38 and 40 now.
Yes. Matt Hicks said they're 2 games away from 500. Last time they hit 500, they went on a losing streak. But they broke the Marlins' 4-game winning streak yesterday by winning that game. So, and
so
now
they
they're
play
on a,
tonight, and then tomorrow they play at 11, 10 in the morning.
Oh, well, that's
the game's
because
in
they're
Miami.
In Florida. Yeah, they're on the East Coast.
40 and 39, the Marlins are.
Those Yankees. We don't like those Yankees.
No. Get rid of them.
I noticed someone made a mess here yesterday. What is this?
Crumbs from crap.
Well, and it stains from somebody's drink. What happened? We're going to have to get the spray out and clean the glass.
I don't know. I got too much to do. I'm in charge of the landscaping.
We are looking for someone to come clean at the radio station.
I think we found somebody. That lady from Hart said she can bring the other lady over sometime and
She was going to talk to her and let us know, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to go.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Todd, Nancy in the morning and the Agriplex Report. We really do appreciate you every day, including today. It was a nice long weekend for us. And we hope it was a good weekend for you as well. We do have markets at the top of the hour, starting at 9 o'clock all the way till 2, and then the closing markets at 3:30. We have ag news and weather, markets, and the best country music around right here on the best station in the Texas Panhandle, KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. Keep it locked in. It's the best station around. We know it. You know it. We'll be back in the morning.